In the Czech Republic, Christmas is a mixture of pagan and religious traditions. The gifts are brought by baby Jesus, but it is a mixture of pre-Christian pagan rituals that ensure health and happiness in the coming year, like cutting an apple in half, floating candles in nutshells, or putting a fish scale under your plate on Christmas Day. Now, Christmas has also become a matter of fashion. Gone are the days when Christmas tree decorations would be carefully packed in a box and lovingly dusted off every year, even passed from one generation to the next. Nowadays, the market is flooded with new decorations every year, and fashion dictates what colours are in. And Czechs who for 40 years rejected the Russian-imported Father Frost and who would not trade their carp for any other Christmas dish seem quite happy to play along. Last Christmas was silver. The year before it was gold. This year, fashion gurus say that Christmas should be black. A black Christmas tree, black candles, and gifts wrapped in black satin. Older people are shuddering or laughing at the idea of a funeral parlour living room, but the young generation is quite willing to experiment, buying black-sprayed artificial Christmas trees and going for a stylish black and gold decor. In the streets of Prague and other towns and cities, things are rather more colourful, but there too people are increasingly conscious of the overall effect, and there are frequent debates about what is kitschy and what is stylish. As Czechs grow fashion-conscious, town halls are not having an easy time. Last year, the Teplice town hall was accused of turning its classicist-style building into a kitschy Disneyland. This year, it is the Jihlava town hall that is in trouble. The tree on the main square shines like a blue beacon. Colour-coordinated it is, but what about the colour? Leaving aside the fact that blue is not in this year, the communists have pointed out that blue is the colour of the Civic Democratic Party, which rules the town hall. They say that a blue tree is just not on. It's not as if they need to have red lights on the tree, but what about other colours? However, it emerged that the communists were barking up the wrong tree. The tree lights had been ordered by the mayor's deputy, who happened to be a representative of the Green Party, and she heatedly denied that her choice had been influenced by party politics. Even Picasso had a blue period, didn't he? She retorted when challenged to respond to the communists' complaint. Seems like we're all taking this a bit too far. Maybe we should go back to decorating trees with nuts and apples.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, where it's nighttime for Czech books with David Vaughan.